China's central government revenue slipped in the first 5 months of 2025, affected by both domestic real estate weakness and a resurgence of U.S. tariffs following Donald Trump's return to the White House. Despite targeted monetary easing and stable non-tax income, authorities face tighter fiscal capacity just as economic pressures mount. Key developments: fiscal receipts reached 9.66 trillion yuan, tilde $1.34 trillion, down 0.3% YoY, a slight improvement from the 0.4% drop after April. Tax revenue declined 1.6%, while non-tax revenue rose 6.2%, indicating reliance on asset-related income and policy measures. Local governments continue to suffer. Land sale revenue plunged 11.9%, underscoring a persistent property sector slump. Fiscal spending grew 4.2%, slightly slower than earlier months, 4.6%. Industrial output softened to a six-month low, approximately 5.8%, with exports lagging sharply, while domestic consumption remained relatively buoyant, supported by holiday spending and government incentives. In response to trade headwinds, China implemented monetary stimulus in May, including interest rate cuts and liquidity injections, though analysts caution that its full effect is yet to emerge. Strategic implications for MNE and tax professionals: reduced fiscal leeway. Weakening revenue restricts the government's capacity to make significant tax relief or spending moves beyond existing stimulus. Revenue rebalancing risk. As non-tax sources play a larger role, future shifts, such as adjusted land policy or asset sales, might create volatility in revenue structure. Corporate tax planning alert. Export-oriented firms should prepare for renewed tariff rounds or retaliatory duties. Expense deflation may pressure profit margins. Property-linked deductions under scrutiny. With land sale revenue constrained, local authorities may scrutinize tax breaks tied to real estate development or try to plug gaps via other levies. Monetary-fiscal coordination. Borrowing costs and bond issuance, especially local government special bonds, will be pivotal. Watch for tax incentives accompanying stimulus bonds. Long-term outlook growth target strain. Despite a stated approximately 5% GDP goal, weakening tax bases and paralyzed property investment may constrain fiscal flexibility. Tariff environment. The U.S. has recently eased temporary pauses and reduced tariffs, e.g., from 145% to 30%, but a full resolution remains elusive. Exporters remain acutely exposed. Policy Balancing Act. Chinese authorities juggle supporting growth, defending sovereign ratings, and avoiding excess debt buildup. Recommendations for multinational clients: priority action plan, resilient tax structuring, shift towards footprint diversification, hedging export flows, and minimizing exposure to volatile land-related levies. Scenario planning: incorporate tariff volatility in forecasts and tax risk registers, using bond issuance and local policy shifts as signals. Leverage stimulus-seek opportunities in government procurement, subsidized trade-in programs, or infrastructure financing via special bonds. Advisory readiness: position to advise on tax-efficient debt issuance, intragroup funding, and structuring under evolving fiscal regimes. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please get in touch with us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.